Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Rofika, Part 3, Condition Precedent. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 15 and verse 26, and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." In the last two episodes, we've been speaking about the covenant compound name of God, Yahweh Rofika, the God who heals. In law, a condition precedent is an event that is required before something occurs. In our anchor scripture, God gave a condition precedent that must be fulfilled before his children lay claim to him as their healer. Let's look again at the anchor scripture. It starts by saying, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God." The NIV says, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God." Let's just stop there. You cannot lay claim to this dimension of God if you neither listen nor hear him. This is sort of becoming a recurring thing, because when we looked at God as provider, that was one of the criteria for laying claim to that dimension. My dear listeners, we must as believers create time to listen and to hear from the Master. We cannot be too busy for this. What this scripture is saying is that if you will not listen or hear God's voice, the tendency is that you will not experience God as healer. A few years ago, Africa suffered an Ebola outbreak. Now, Ebola is a very deadly virus that ravages and destroys its host in a very short time. Two gentlemen, doctors in a town called Port Harcourt in Nigeria, were exposed to this virus. Ordinarily, this should have been a death sentence. But armed with a revelation of this name of God, they rang their pastor and asked for prayers. I listened to the testimony of their pastor and he said he took out time to ask God what to do. While he waited in God's presence, God gave him revelation on what scriptures and kingdom principles to use. Those men, the two young doctors, are still alive and well today. What claimed the lives of others did not dare come near them. Why? They listened and obeyed the instructions of Yahweh Rofika. Look at Exodus 15:25 again. When the people complained about the water, what did Moses do? He cried out to God, then he listened for the instruction. It was in listening that he got the key to their solution. My dear listeners, there is no shortcut. We must develop the staying power to hear and to listen to God. If you diligently hearken to my voice, none of the diseases of Egypt will come upon you, says the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.